time again for a mindful moment with Diane Hancox. Here she is. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, you've been doing some presentations, some workshops lately, and I noted that you then went to visit the SOS.
Yeah, last week I met with the executive director, and we had a photo op there. Felt really, really good to give her $500 on behalf of what the participants. Well, I rounded up to $500. That was my goal. As the participants made a at the door donation to 3 fall workshops this year. So
very nice.
Thanks for the participants, and perhaps we'll do it again next year.
Okay, so I get the sense that you're kind of winding things down a little bit this year.
Yeah, winding things down as we're going to be talking about self-care today, taking a break from the workshops, but gearing up for some self-care, just back from a weekend away. And I want to say, you know, self-care is just not the manicures and petties and, you know, watching, chilling out with TV. It's daily setting boundaries with how we want to take care of ourselves emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and physically. So often we get stuck with the boundaries with, yes, I had enough water and I'm popping my vitamins and I went for a walk. Okay, that's the physical aspect, but we're often missing other parts of our life with regards to self-care.
So how do you go about pinpointing where attention is needed?
Yeah, well, you make the pie chart and you put those aspects in, physical, spiritual, emotional, and psychological, and you see, I mean, on my website, there's a bit of an assessment there. If you go under the articles, I've just posted a self-care assessment, and you just do a little bit, or you Google and up they come, all these different, are you eating and sleeping, are you with emotional self-care, allowing yourself to feel and express your feelings? Are you journaling? Are you taking time for spiritual connection with self or a higher power? And you'll start to see, ooh, no, I don't do that. And you might even, as you're listening, you know, get a little gut reaction. Ooh, I don't do that. Oh, meditate. And so there's some of our gaps or blind spots. No, I don't do that, but I'll pop all the vitamins and supplements. Get nothing against that. But there has to be balance in our life. And there's the boundaries. We've often talked about boundaries on the show, is being able to get in tune with our awareness. We know the self-care is not happening when we feel off. And what does that look like? Not sleeping well, irritability, blah, you know, because if we're not doing our self-care, it's a high predictor for depression and anxiety.
Oh, wow. Well, that handles my next question. I was going to explore what happens when we don't. And so it's important to cover all of these different self-care bases.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And so self-care is preventative. Right. So before we get off, right, get blah and down and then start watching TV too much or not drinking our water or not connecting with others, then those are the indicators that something's off until we get, as people say, sometimes down that rabbit hole or spiral. Right. So self-care is also on a psychological basis, is how we're thinking about life and self. So self-care, if we're not feeling very good about ourselves, I can't, I'm helpless, no one loves me, I'm all by myself, you know, and here we are on the cusp of holiday season, those psychological thoughts often come up. So we can be preventative in getting some things in place where we don't go that way. You know, taking care of ourself and how we're going to be thinking about the holidays, if family's not around, or if we're going to be with family, what's that going to look like?
So for you, for example, do you have like a little checklist that you go through your head in the morning in terms of how you're caring for self?
Well, I do try to cover those bases, right? Nutrition. I have my spiritual work, some rituals I do around that. Even with my clients, being able to only schedule in a certain amount. I'm puppy training right now, and I know, you know, I can't put my energy in so many other places. So right now I kind of chunk off my energy into this or that. And, you know, may have to let friends know it's not going to work for the dog walks because I'm training. So a lot of, being aware of. And this is where we're talking about boundaries. So I just set a boundary there with my friends mm-hmm. with regards to time with you. Are you going to be okay? You know, yes, they're going to be okay with that. So being able to set boundaries and take care of myself, it's all about choices. So self-care really, as my newsletter at the end says, you know, are you making choices that fit you, feel right in your body with regards to making the next best choice?
So self-care is very individualistic then?
Yes. Yeah. Like someone might say, oh, yes, I'm going to flip through a magazine and just kind of chill out for 20 minutes. And someone would rather go for a walk in the woods or phone somebody. It just depends on, like, introverts might do their self-care a little bit different than extroverts.
Sure. And you brought up just before we went to air how you're being more mindful in terms of social media, which can be just a time magnet.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, anything we do, any activity, I say to people, you know, when you're done with it or maybe during it, is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Right. What's your body telling you about being with that person, doing that activity, social media, for example, and just read your body. And your body doesn't lie. You know, actually, it's not really bringing me much. Well, then I'm going to make a choice to do something instead, or at least stop and just sit down and don't pick up that device.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then that's the boundary setting.
Yeah.
Right? And then I got to say, and people will know when they set a boundary and they keep it, it feels really good. And then we're more likely to do that. Yay, I did it. I got this. And then we make new habits of self-care. So we have to have a plan for it. We have to consciously see what's missing or what we don't want to be doing anymore. That's a start. Either what we want to do or what we don't want to do, and make a plan today. This is what I'm going to do. Get those 5 glasses of water out on the counter and do it. And at 6 o'clock, turn off the cell phone for 2 hours, whatever. And we do it. And then slowly building that confidence. And actually, it's self-worth and self-esteem to set our self-care boundaries.
There's a lot of material involved with this.
There is.
Okay. And you mentioned your newsletter. That's on your website?
It is. If you go to my website, there's a click-on button. You get a free little report on how to better connect with your inner self. And it's a monthly newsletter, about 500 words that goes out. And it ties in with our talks here and podcasts, thanks to Dave, for recording those. And those are also posted on my website, corecounseling.ca.
And that's another Mindful Moment with Diane Hancock. It's nice to see you. I guess we'll see you in the new year now.
Yes, we will.
Okay, take care.